Breaker, age 86, Scotland, South Dakota.
Okay. Did you serve in the military during World War II, Mr.
Yes.
Breaker? Well, thank you for your service. Could you tell me about the branch of service you served in, what your rank was, and what your unit was?
I was at that time, it was Army Air Corps, 13th Air Force out in the Southwest Pacific. The length of service or whatever. I was about 2.5 years out in the islands. Two and a half years, almost
okay.
Three.
Where were you living when the war began, when the United
right
States?
Right here, Scotland.
Okay, how old were you then when the war started?
20.
20 years old. Were you aware of the war before the Pearl Harbor attack? Did you?
No, not really.
Once we were attacked, once Pearl Harbor was attacked, did you think that it was time then for America to get involved? It was the right thing to do?
I would think so. I think so.
Tell me a little bit about your family then at the time that America entered the war.
Well, there were seven of us kids. Three boys. Us three was all in the military. My older brother, Don, he went to the military a few months, 6 months before I went. And I was a twin brother, and my twin brother went later, 4 or 5 months after I was in the military. He served in the European theater. Both Don and Robert served in the European theater. Don, oldest brother, was in the 90th Division. My twin brother was in the 35th Division. And he was killed in his first day in combat by a sniper bullet.
That must be one of the more difficult memories of that experience.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Were you in the Pacific at the time?
I was in the Pacific at the time.
Do you
remember? I didn't know this until about 3 months before I got word of it from home.
So he'd been killed, he had died, and you didn't find out about it for 3 months?
For 3 months, about 3 months, something like that.
I'm very sorry to hear about that loss. That must have been really tough for you. So all three of you brothers, all three of you enlisted? You weren't drafted?
No, all three were drafted.
Oh, you were all three drafted?
All three drafted,
okay.
Yes. It was in 1942. I went in March 42. Brother Don was in earlier in 42.
And then your twin a few months later, you said?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you think about that period in your life, that time that you were in service, what are some of the things that you remember the most? What stands out in your memory from that time period?
I don't know. I spent a lot of time on them islands. Kind of miserable, but I guess we went through it.
What was the worst part about being in the Pacific? I understand it was hot, it was humid.
It was hot and humid, lots of mosquitoes. They were plentiful.
What about the rest of your living conditions in the Pacific?
Like I said, out there, we was on this one little island there, and we had our bombers all gassed up, fueled up, and ammunition and bombs loaded and everything, ready for the next morning mission. I was a ground crew member. I was not a member of the flying personnel. Well, two Jap little fighters come in there and they machine gun these bombers, one from each side of the runway, and burned them all down. They all exploded, and we had no casualties. That was the wonderful part. And we had no planes whatsoever that could take off for 4 days until we finally got replacements. And that was before we went to the Philippine Islands.
So where was it that you started out? You were in the South Pacific.
South Pacific. I was put into a replacement for they got bombed out there at Pearl Harbor. And then we started reorganized there in Guadalcanal, in New Guinea and on up.
And then you ultimately ended up in?
Ended up in the Philippines. That's when the bomb was dropped and the war was over.
Okay. So how long did you serve in the war?
Just about 4 years.
So almost the whole duration.
Yes.
How, besides the loss of your brother, if you're comfortable talking about it, how did that experience, how did the war in general change you?
I was pretty young then. I didn't have much, I had a lot of growing up to do yet, but I think I got more education in the military than I think if I would have went to high school. I didn't go to high school. I think I got my education in the military. Quite an experience. I don't regret it. I suppose I'd do it again.
Mm-hmm. So if you were that age again and you had to back and do it all over.
I'll do it again.
We talked about the heat and the humidity and the bugs. What other things about your experiences in the islands stands out to you? Things maybe related to the food or the plants and that sort of thing?
Well, a lot of coconut plantations. And either coconut plantations or jungle, one or the other. A lot of bugs and mosquitoes and a lot of heat. I suppose 110 degrees most of the time.
Did you do anything in particular to try to stay cool in all that heat when it got that hot?
Didn't really wear any more clothing than necessary. And we had a time, had a chance, we'd get on the ocean, take a dip in the salt water. It was cool anyway.
better than what you had on land, huh?
Right.
So did you have access to a lot of coconuts? Did you eat a lot of coconuts?
No, we didn't eat them. It was plentiful, but they were they were hanging in the trees. We didn't eat them.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose if they were ripe, you would, but
you weren't thinking about trying to get coconuts, were you?
No. We had enough coconut.
What was the food like in your unit? The food that
soldiers? We had a lot of dehydrated canned powdered milk, powdered eggs, cans. Everything was canned on the kind of salt water problems, you know, rust.
Have to eat K rations?
Oh, yes. Yes, we had K rations, and we had one experience there in our mess hall. One of our first cooks, his name was Ronald Tolman, and for some reason or other, they got poison in there. Got some ptomaine poison. Well, the doctor took care of the sick guys. It wasn't very many, but some of them got sick. Well, put a little humor in it. The next day on the end of the mess hall was a big sign up there. It says, Tolman's Ptomaine Tavern.
Did he ever live that one down?
Oh, it took a while, but...
It wasn't his fault, though, was
no,
it?
It wasn't his fault, but he happened to be the first cook on duty, and he got the blame for it.
Was there anything in particular that poisoned the people?
It was some canned goods.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was anymore.
And you escaped that, though?
Yeah.
You didn't? Okay.
Sure.
So were you ever wounded in the course of your service in the war?
No, I was hospitalized a couple times for stomach ailments or something. I don't know what it was all about, but they gave me some big pills. About like a horse calf, so I had a heck of a time swallowing them down, but I guess in about 4 days they sent me back to my unit again. I guess I was all right.
At least that's what they told you.
Yeah.
Okay. What kinds of battles did you see? You described those planes being attacked and blown up, but then for you, did you ever end up, you know, facing battle on foot or in any other context
Well,
while you were over in the
no,
Pacific?
we was involved in a lot of bombings. We got bombed quite often. Night bombers would come over, and we got strafed a few times, but you take cover and was lucky. I spent a lot of time in foxholes.
Was it easy to dig foxholes on the islands?
Some places, yes. It was a lot of rock some places, and next island, easy digging.
When you were in the war, did you ever think about the things you wanted to do when you got home? Did you ever say to yourself, if I get home alive, I'm going to do this or that or a
No,
specific thing?
I never gave her a thought.
Really, you didn't.
No.
You just wanted to get home alive, or you just were too busy doing what you needed to do?
I'm just, I don't know, just waiting it out, I guess. But I got home and I'll decide what I'm going to
You
do. Didn't have no plans.
so you got home and you weren't sure what you were going to do.
No, I'm not sure.
So what happened then?
Oh, I just went to work driving truck.
So is that what you did then, long term? You were
Long term, yes.
over the road,
Yeah.
long haul?
Yeah.
Did
No,
you?
not long haul. Maybe 500 miles and under.
That kind of sounds like a long haul to me.
Well, they were.
Were you in business for yourself then, or you worked for a
No,
company?
no.
How did you, the guy, you and the guys in your unit, how did you feel about the enemy? As far as, did you talk amongst yourselves or did you have ideas about?
We didn't have much use for the enemy. I had friends that were gunners on the B-24s, and we had a few of them shot out of the air, and of course they'd have to parachute out. Well, then the Japs would come along and machine gun these boys in the air while they're parachuting down. They're defenseless, which was against the rules of war, but they did it anyway. I lost a few friends that way.
So you didn't have very warm feelings towards
No,
the
no,
Japanese.
no, no.
What about now, you know, where we have so many Japanese living in the United States? Do you feel like it's a different group of people, so it doesn't matter to you, or do you have any thoughts about that?
They're still Japanese to me.
Okay. You said that you had, well, did you have a chance to write home very often when
Oh
you?
yes, we could write. I didn't write home too often, but I did write home.
Could
They
you?
encouraged you to write home so the folks at home knew how you was, you know.
Now, one of the other veterans I spoke with said that their letters home were censored pretty heavily. That
Yes.
when his mom would get letters and he would talk about what was actually going on, a lot of that had been blacked out. Did you ever have that
Oh
experience?
yes. Yeah, they cut them out. Your mail was all censored going out.
So it was opened and edited and then sent back to the United States after you posted
Yes.
it. So did you ever get to see one of those letters once you got home?
No.
No? Okay. What did you write about?
Oh, just everyday occurrences, what we were doing, and you didn't dare write too much. They're going to cut it out anyway. Just tell your folks where you were, and you couldn't say where you were, but about where you were. About the only information we could give was I was somewhere in the Pacific. Well, that covers a big area.
The Pacific Ocean's pretty
Yeah,
broad,
it's pretty
isn't
big.
it?
It took us 31 days from we left San Francisco till we got down to the island, 31 days on the water.
And what, I'm sorry, you may have said, but what specific island were you on the first time?
Well, the main ones were Guadalcanal and New Guinea and a couple of
Okay.
smaller ones and up into the Philippines.
So that's a pretty exotic part of the world to be in, at least at that
Well,
point.
we started out in below the equator, you know.
What was that like for you, having been a guy from South Dakota, to go to such a different part of the world, such a strange part of the world?
Did I
What
what?
was that experience like for you to be in a
Oh.
place so far from what you were
Well,
familiar
I
with?
guess I didn't know the difference. Go
They told you to go and you just
Yeah,
went.
we were out there. In other words, he just went with the flow.
Okay. You said you had an older brother who was in the European theater.
Yeah.
Were the two of you able to write to each
Oh,
other?
yeah.
So you got letters back and forth,
Yeah,
and
it took 3, 4 months
so
before you.
very long wait
Yeah.
between letters.
Yeah, you'd already moved on to another part of the different island or different area. So it didn't do any good to tell you where you was because you were gone from there anyway.
Were your letters to your brother treated differently than the letters back to your parents in the United States?
I couldn't tell you that. I don't know.
Your brother never said one way or
No.
another. Okay. Let's see. What did you look forward to the most when you came home? You know, when the war was finally over and you were able to come back home, what was the thing that you thought, boy, I really want to do this when I get back?
I really didn't. I don't know. Just go on.
Go on with your life.
And just keep going.
So when you came back home, you don't think you didn't think about the war, or did you think about the war once you got home?
Oh yeah. Oh sure. You don't forget it.
Was it something you talked with people about very much?
No.
What about like with your brother from who served in Europe, the one who survived? Did you and your older brother talk about your experiences together much?
Oh, not yeah, a little bit, yeah. Not too much, though.
Why do you think that's the case? My dad served in World War II as well, and he never talked about it much until he died a couple of years ago, and he never talked about it much until toward the end of his
Later
life.
on, you would, then you, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. I suppose he just didn't care much about it anymore. And I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, just over and done with, and
Yeah.
not something you wanted to carry with you through life.
Right.
Okay. What do people today need to know about that experience that you and other people had during World War II? People who don't know anything about World War II, what do you think it would be important for them to know?
Our war was altogether a different war you have now. And I don't think people understand what a real war is. Of course, we got Iraq and Afghanistan, but that's different. It's you see that war on the TV and wherever, and back in our war, it was strictly censored. You couldn't find out anything. But now you see it on TV.
Do you
But
think it's
it's not good, but to me it's a different war.
do you think it would have been a different war in World War II if people knew more about what was happening to you and other soldiers?
I think it probably would have.
Do you think it would have changed the level of support on the part of people in the United States for that? Do you think that if people knew how bad it was for people sometimes, for the soldiers and sailors and Marines, they might have been a little less supportive or?
It might have been, but there was great support then.
Yeah,
Everybody got behind it.
it was a different time, wasn't
Yes.
it? Is there anything in particular about your experience from the war that sort of stayed with you more than anything else? Would you ever eat powdered eggs if someone tried to feed them to you?
No. No.
It doesn't take long to get tired of that sort of
No.
thing, does it? Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you would like to talk about?
Well, I suppose we can put a little humor in this thing. When I was as a replacement, some of the fellows that was in at Pearl Harbor, they went along and got us reorganized. And one of the boys, he had a friend there in Hawaii. He was about a 7-year-old boy. And they kept asking that little boy if he knew what nationality he was. Well, yeah, he says, I'm half staff sergeant, half Hawaiian. And we got quite a chuckle out of that. He did too.
How old was he, you said?
About 7 years old.
About 7 years old.
Yeah.
I think there were probably a lot of people who were half something American soldier.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh my goodness. Anything else, any other funny things that you experienced during the war that stand out in your mind?
Oh, yeah, I have another little story from one of the same fellows that was in Pearl Harbor at the time. After we got organized there on Guadalcanal, he had an old Jeep. And he says, Herb, he says, I'm going to go home pretty soon, and you want to buy my Jeep? I didn't know you can have a Jeep. Yeah, he says, I got that. He says, no serial number on it or nothing, you know. And well, he says it was his. It didn't belong to the government. Well, I didn't know any better, so he won $200 for it. Well, I only had a little over $100. Another fellow says, yeah, I got $100. Let's both of us buy it. So we give the guy, we called him Bug Eye. He had one eye shot out. We called him Bug Eye. So we gave him $200 for that Jeep. And about a week later, 4 or 5 days later, something like that, he come and he says, fellas, I wonder if I could borrow your Jeep. He says, I got a friend down the other side of the island I want to say goodbye to. Yeah, go ahead. So we borrowed him the Jeep, and he didn't bring it back. And we found out later he sold the Jeep to somebody else. So he sold that Jeep about 3 times before he went home.
On the other side of the island.
Yeah, somebody else.
Oh, my goodness. And you never got your money back either, did you?
Oh, it's gone.
So do you think you learned a lesson from that?
Yeah, a little experience. We were recruits.
Yeah. And he went home with a lot of money, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't know how many times, but what did you all sold it for? We gave him $200, and I suppose he got 200, maybe more. We don't know, but we found out he sold it 3 times at least.
What do you remember most about coming home when the war was over?
Well, I came home on a hospital ship from the Philippines, and there was kind of a sad sight there. There was war prisoners. We had to help take care of them. And they were nothing down to skin and bones. And it was a sorry sight. They had been Jap prisoners, and they were just lucky they were alive, I guess.
Did you help liberate the prison camps?
No.
At all? You
no.
Just helped take care of the soldiers when you were bringing them home?
Yeah.
Okay. And once you came back to South Dakota, anything in particular that, once you got back home, really home to South Dakota, anything that you remember specifically about that experience of coming back here after being gone for so long?
About being away so long, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you were in another place, another part of the world for 4 years.
Oh.
So when you got back home, what do you remember about that experience of coming back to South Dakota after being away for that?
Well, it was just good ground to be on, I guess. Different part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Did it feel good to be back home?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was good to just get off of that boat out there in San Francisco and get on the ground again.
You spent a lot of time on boats, didn't you?
Well, over and back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was enough for you, huh?
That was enough. Yeah. Yeah.
Were you glad that you weren't a sailor?
Well, I don't know. Some of the sailors said they were glad they were sailors, so yeah, I think I'd rather be on the ground.